This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
With you. Well, we're all eating popcorn, laughing at Ilhan Omar, and all this stuff's really entertaining, and it's good to see America stand up against political correctness and tell somebody that bullied us and intimidated us into thinking we're bad people. It's fun to say, get the hell out of here and go back to your pirate kingdom. But when Elon Musk comes out and says, we're going to have kiosks at the malls, instead of getting a Tesla car, you take your kid in and get a bunch of wires plugged into your brain, so we can control you. It's basically a cell phone implanted in your brain. Oh, don't worry. Nobody can see the wires. Oh, it's just like his rocket ships. It's just like his cars. It's no big deal. Oh, and don't worry. A robot does it. Looks like one of the robots that would, you know, torture people in Empire Strikes Back. Oh, all these electrodes get put in your brain. It's so cool. The cancer risk, the infection risk, the hacking risk, the malfunction risk. Oh, you think pacemakers have problems around microwaves? Or oh, turn your cell phones off on the airplane. It might interfere with the avionics. But, hey, let's stick one in your kid's brain. Because, you know, brain tumors up thousands of percentile points, admittedly from the cell phones. Hey, let's put one right inside there. Now we'll really be cooking. Because, you know, God always wanted us to have a bunch of chips in our brain with wires hanging out the back of our head, hooked into some AI with Mark Zuckerberg that says, my dumb effing users trust me. What a bunch of dumb effers. Yeah, let's have a big race with all these companies to get devices in your houses spying on you. And to track everything you do. And now, hey, these dumb bastards put up with this. Let's shove the wires in their head. We'll have a bunch of TV shows tell the kids how cool it is. They'll be like, Mommy, for my birthday, I want the new system. But it's not called a chip. It's not called a wire head. It's not called cyborgs.
Oh, no, it's got all these trending names for it. Oh, my gosh. It's called Neuralinks. Threads. Oh, it's threads. I just got my threads.
Those are nice threads. I just got my threads upgraded. Oh, did a big juicy brain tumor come with it?
Yeah. Well, you know, Facebook's coming out with their own global cashless currency, and the word is they're coming out with a different array and their own set of threads.
You know, there's a lot of tailors in town. A lot of places to get yourself some new threads. Pathways. Roads into your brain. Roads into the gateway to the soul. We want your soul. What's that techno song? We got to come up with that. We want your soul. Okay, I've built up to it. I really don't know what's bigger news. The Mark of the Beast world government's here. By next year, you'll be able to go into shops like the Apple store. It'll be just like that. And you go in and talk to a doctor and look at the robot and then schedule yourself. And they're going to have little glass windows where people can watch folks getting it. It's so easy. Oh. See, take something really evil, other medical stuff behind closed doors for privacy, but make it all out in the open. Just like your brain with all those wires in it. But of course, there's going to be discrimination against people that take it. There's going to be stiff prison sentences for those of you that even talk bad to someone that's gotten it. By the way, I have a family member who doesn't just have the wiring up his neck into his brain. He had one of those and it helped with his epilepsy from a motorcycle accident. So my dad's brother got one in the brain a few years ago. And again, it's not that the chip itself's evil, it's who's controlling it. But the consumer rollout of this for communications and for everybody is the end of humanity. And it will be used and abused, and it is the mark of the beast. And anybody that does this for other than medical reasons is insane. Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight. We need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off all InfoWars best-selling life products. All of them, 50% off. That Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel auto ship anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your facts, your fears. Give us your address, your true size, your years, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your schedule, your desktop, your detail, your life. Show us your children, your photos, your home. Here. Take credit, take insurance, take a loan, get a job, get a
pension. Ladies and gentlemen, this is undoubtedly what you're about to hear, the most important broadcast we've ever done. Mass brain chipping with cell phone technology implanted in the brain is going to be rolled out at consumer levels next year at shopping malls nationwide by Elon Musk. We played it last hour. The news is saying it's wonderful. Everyone's going to line up. They'll hire PR firms, have a bunch of young people going, yay, and fighting like at the Apple store. Oh, don't worry, Apple's coming out with its own brain chip. So is Facebook. Within 1 year, they're going to announce, you can't make this up, made in China, basically plugs, wireless plugs. They put sensors all over the brain. Inside the cranium. You talk about infection. You talk about illness. And then there's a plug in the back of your neck. PKD envisioned this in the 1970s. Philip K. Dick. But I know all about PKD. I'm in a movie. Scanner Darkly with Keanu Reeves. And I'm not at liberty to tell you. But I'll just say that his daughters have the estate, and I know stuff about PKD that almost no one else knows, and I'm not at liberty to tell you. I'm also on record being told the secrets of Stanley Kubrick, and all hell broke loose after I learned them. All hell. And I'm not at liberty to talk about it, but let me just stop. This information, ladies and gentlemen, is the truth. I don't just listen to this prestigious psychologist that heads up programs with DARPA, with top computer scientists. I don't just go off what he says. As you know, we are experts, not in the engineering of the field or the coding, but in the general understanding of the programs that are being developed and the programs that are being deployed. And so, top scientists, top psychologists, the story's on InfoWars.com with this 14-minute boil down. I'm going to start airing in 60 seconds. And it's everybody's job to go to InfoWars.com. If you want Trump to win the election, or any other nationalist to win any other election, or any other populist, and to get this video to everyone, okay? Top scientist reveals how Google and Facebook are going to steal the 2020 election. He says they've already announced it. It's a done deal. Do you understand that? This is a maximum alert. We also have linked in the report his testimony and his report to Congress. Senior research psychologist, American Institute for Behavioral Research and Technology. That's basically the folks that run MKUltra, the thousands of other programs, coming to Congress and saying, we don't want to be evil. This is really bad. You've got to stop it now. This is AI Takeover. This is Robert Epstein, PhD. So I usually interrupt stuff. I'm not going to interrupt this in this segment, the next. And I want everybody to take notes. And I'm begging you for your own children. They're going to steal the election. The White House needs to be sent our article and this testimony 50 billion times. This needs to be sent to every talk show host you know, the article. Trump's going to lose 2020 unless we stop this. That's why Big Tech's so arrogant. This isn't about free speech of Big Tech. It isn't about how it's their companies. It's about how they're gaming the telecommunications system and working with foreign powers. This is 21st century war. There's a civil war in the government by the globalists still trying to keep Trump from stopping them. And I'm watching the senators blown away. I've been telling them all this. You've been telling them all this. Google's on video bragging about it. Facebook can steal the election. Google can steal the election. And they are. You understand, folks. We've got to get this video out. Here is the testimony that is so absolutely critical. Robert Epstein, PhD, Senior Research Psychologist, American Institute for Behavioral Research and Technology, before the United States Senate Judiciary Subcommittee on the Constitution. Here it is.
In 2020, you can bet that all of these companies are going to go all out, and the methods that they're using are invisible, they're subliminal, they're more powerful than most any effects I've ever seen in the behavioral sciences, and I've been in the behavioral sciences for almost 40 years.
Red alert, maximum alert.
I am indeed Dr. Robert Epstein. The most important thing for you to know about me is that I'm the father of five wonderful children. As it happens, I'm also a research psychologist at the American Institute for Behavioral Research and Technology. I have been center left my whole adult life, but I value my country and democracy more than I value any party or candidate. That is why I'm speaking out today. I'm here to explain why Google poses a serious threat to democracy, how monitoring systems can protect us from companies like Google, and how Congress can immediately end Google's worldwide monopoly on search. My plan for ending that monopoly was published just yesterday in Business Week. I've been a research psychologist for nearly 40 years. My PhD is from Harvard, and since 1981, I've published extensively on AI and other topics. Some of my research has focused on Google, on the company's massive surveillance operations, censorship capabilities, and unprecedented ability to manipulate the thinking of 2.5 billion people, soon to be 4-plus billion. I've written articles about Google for Time Magazine, USA Today, that kind of thing, but also for The Daily Caller and even Russia's Sputnik News. I reach out to diverse audiences because I believe the threats posed by Google, and to a lesser extent Facebook, are so serious that everyone needs to know about them. Here are just three disturbing findings from my research, which adheres to the very highest standards of scientific integrity. Number one, in 2016, Google's search algorithm likely impacted undecided voters in a way that shifted at least 2.6 million votes to Hillary Clinton, whom I supported. I know this because I preserved more than 13,000 election-related searches prior to Election Day, and Google's search results were significantly biased in favor of Secretary Clinton. I know the number of votes that shifted because I've conducted dozens of controlled experiments that measure how opinions shift when search results are biased. I call this shift SEAM, the Search Engine Manipulation Effect, which I first published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences in 2018.
By the way, let's hit pause. This was 2 days ago, Drudge Report linked to it. We covered it some. We covered it yesterday, but it's gotten none of the attention it deserves. But when we come back, we'll start the segment with it, with the doctor. And you have to understand, this is just first level what they can do. And he's laying this out, ladies and gentlemen, how they're going to steal the election and how it's already basically happened, unless all of us take action right now. And there's only Ted Cruz and a few other people there. The senators didn't even care to be there to hear this bombshell info. That's because they're on the Google payroll. It's unbelievable. Google's basically our government now. It's taken the country over. It's an AI system run by a bunch of anti-human leftists who are literally taking LSD 5 days a week.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Testified to Congress. Here is more of his testimony to the Senate about the 2020 election is being stolen by Google and Facebook. Trump will lose. Other Republicans will lose via fraud unless we take action. There is no doubting any of this information. Let's go back to him.
When search results are biased, I call this shift SEAM, the search engine manipulation effect, which I first published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences in 2015. Biased search results can easily produce shifts in the opinions and voting preferences of undecided voters by up to 80% in some demographic groups because people blindly trust high-ranking search results over lower ones. SEAM is an especially dangerous form of influence because it is, in effect, subliminal. It also leaves no paper trail for authorities to trace. It's an example of a short-lived or, quote, ephemeral experience. That's a phrase you'll find in internal emails that have leaked recently from Google. I'm now studying 7 such manipulations, like SEAM, and unlike billboards or those Russian-placed ads, these manipulations are invisible and non-competitive. They're controlled entirely by big tech companies, and there is no way to counteract them. Number 2, on Election Day in 2018, the Go Vote reminder that Google displayed on its homepage gave one political party at least 800,000 more votes than it gave the other party. That reminder was not a public service. It was a vote manipulation. Number 3, in the weeks leading up to the 2018 election, bias in Google search results may have shifted upwards of 78.2 million votes spread across many races to the candidates of one political party. This number is based on bias in data captured by my 2018 monitoring system, which preserved more than 47,000 election-related searches conducted by a diverse group of American voters. I know how to stop big tech in its tracks, and that brings me briefly here to monitoring systems and the proposal I published yesterday. A 2015 phone call from the Attorney General of Mississippi prompted me to start a years-long project in which I have learned how to capture online ephemeral experiences. In early 2016, I deployed a system that allowed my team to look over people's shoulders as they conducted online searches with their permission. I deployed a more sophisticated system in 2018, and I'm raising funds now to build a much more comprehensive system in 2020, one that will allow us to catch big tech in the act, to instantly spot when Facebook is biasing news feeds or when Twitter is suppressing tweets sent by Ann Coulter or Elizabeth Warren.
By the way, hit pause. This guy needs bodyguards, and he does not need to fly on any private planes. Believe me, if you think big tech's liberal and trendy, that's their camouflage. They are savage criminals. Let's continue.
Elizabeth Warren. This system must be built to keep an eye on big tech in 2020 because if these companies all support the same candidate, they will have the power to shift 15 million votes to that candidate. To let big tech get away with subliminal manipulation on this scale would be to make the free and fair election meaningless. Finally, regarding yesterday's article, Congress can quickly end Google's worldwide monopoly on search by declaring Google's massive search index, the database the company uses to generate search results, to be a public commons, accessible by all, just as a 1956 consent decree forced AT&T to share all its patents. There is precedent in both law and Google's business practices to justify taking this step, which will make online search competitive again and dramatically diminish Google's power worldwide. In 1961, Eisenhower warned about the possible rise of a technological elite that would control public policy without people's awareness. That elite now exists, and you must determine where we go from here.
Dr. Epstein, I found your testimony incredibly powerful and incredibly concerning. And if anyone draws news out of this hearing, I would encourage you to review very carefully Dr. Epstein's testimony. And I'd like to take a moment to make clear several things. First of all, as I understand your background, you're not a Republican and nor are you a conservative. Is that accurate?
That would be an understatement.
And indeed, you're the former editor-in-chief of Psychology Today.
Correct.
So you're a respected academic. You testified before this committee that Google's manipulation of votes gave at least 2.6 million additional votes to Hillary Clinton in the year 2016. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And I want to make sure I understand. You personally supported and voted for Hillary Clinton.
I was a very strong public supporter of Hillary Clinton, yes.
So you're not dismayed that people voted for her, but your testimony is that Google is, through bias in search results, manipulating voters in a way they're not aware of.
On a massive scale, and what I'm saying
is, hit pause.
I believe...
Please, back it up 10 seconds. Thanks. No, I said I wouldn't interrupt. This is just too powerful. Google delist Republican ads where you can't search them. We've been tracking this. They'll bury them 20 pages deep. I live on search engines. I know. Bing is somewhat rigged by Microsoft, but it's like what Google was 5 years ago. There was some rigging, but nothing like this. Google broke its own system. I told you that years ago. Now their own engineers have gone public saying, no, it's broken. They just go and put in whatever they want. And people under the table pay them to make their search results the top. Remember the New York Post got caught, some of its writers on Page Six, making people give them payoffs? Or they'd write bad articles about them in the gossip column. I think one writer was making like $100,000 a year just off shaking people down. Remember that came out? That's like cavemen compared to Cape Canaveral with what Google does. I mean, all they do is put negative crap about me on top. That's not the algorithm. People aren't searching that. They just put with markers in the search result for certain trusted sources to put them all on top, the late night comedy, the Washington Post, the New York Times, so they can just sit there and flamethrow me with pure lies. And again, I'm not complaining. I'm going to come back and play the rest of this testimony. I'm not complaining for myself. I'm telling you, I'm the guinea pig. I'm like the chimpanzee that NASA shot into space first for humans, or the dog the Russians sent up. And so people always ask me, how are you taking it? I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to take brain chips, but a lot of kids are. They're announcing brain chips for everybody. You're going to get brain chips at the mall. Big-ass implanted cell phone transmitters. World government's being announced. I mean, how am I doing? How are all of us doing? But everybody thinks about themselves. Oh, Alex isn't doing too well. The system's after him. I'm doing great. I'm fighting to survive.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting youth.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
So, world government's being announced everywhere. Top psychologists that have run major institutes that work with DARPA are telling you that they've done computer research and psychology analysis and that Google is 100% stealing the election for Democrats with their search results, with their autocomplete. You ever notice you're trying to type on a Droid or an iPhone that I just saw Hillary on TV. She's full of effing whatever. I mean, I'll admit it. I have a big vocabulary. I don't cuss a lot in person. I don't cuss around my children. But to my buddies and friends, I'll say, look at this effing, you know, person. It's algorithms. Now the iPhone, now that it updated, used to say ducking, and you have to go back and say it. Now it's making me do it three times. Soon, they're not going to let you. In fact, Microsoft has come out and said that their new word system will make recommendations to be politically correct, and that, oh yes, when it connects back to Microsoft, it reports on what you've written and sends compressed files of what you've typed. Keylogger. Oh, that's in the new software. So see, you won't be able to say manhole that Berkeley's banning today, or I've got a major university right here in the stack, Colorado State University, says don't use the word America because it's insensitive and not inclusive. You're like, oh, those wacky liberals. You know, I've read a lot of novels about future dystopias, and none of them are as scary as this. This is unified worldwide by top computer scientists and evil psychiatrists. A psychiatrist invented the internet. Yes, it wasn't Al Gore. What was it called? The Intergalactic Communication Network. And it was meant to, when government applies propaganda, to watch people and to see how they behave so you could change stimuli and manipulate people in real time. Now, then that was theoretical, and then by the 60s and 70s got developed and built by U.S. and British scientists. Intergalactic Network, 1962. That's right. Dr. J.C.R. Licklider. Yeah, print me all that. I just do a whole show on that. And he said, we don't want the public to even know we're controlling them. That's key to the experiment. And we've got to have kiosk and systems. And he says, if we can get it down to a handheld device, it can watch them at all times, even with a camera in it. 1960s. My dad, again, was in UT when he was in high school in the Plan 2 program. And they called them all in and said, world government, new world order. We're carrying out eugenics operations. Now we'll give you a tour of the secret nuclear reactor. Don't tell anybody. And all these kids are like, we signed up to work with NASA. And they go, oh, we are NASA. And this is a whole secret thing. And it's, again, there are professors, people listening all over the country that go, yeah, that happened to me. This is a giant Manhattan Project, folks, to end humanity. And obviously Satan runs it, yes. And now they're on TV saying that we're all going to be able to go to the mall next year. And don't worry, a robot does it. It's got like seven cameras, all these needles and lasers. This big robot head comes over and then puts a chip in you with wires. And again, you can't make it up. Meanwhile, Senator Blumenthal, the guy that stolen glory guy, was never in Vietnam, never in combat. He ran the Toys for Tots program in D.C., a little special thing for politicians' kids. He said he was in combat and spit on when he came home, and he was a combat Marine Corps captain. The guy couldn't even put his boots on, reportedly, properly. But he's a combat vet, and he wants Alex Jones off the air right now, or America won't survive. Yeah, right, scumbag. Oh, I'm sorry, I said to get to the testimony. The whole thing is on InfoWars.com, hours of it. And a boil down 14 minutes is on InfoWars.com in the article that I hope everybody wants to get out, because one of two things. Trump is surrounded by a bunch of liars. Google's buying everybody off. Trump doesn't realize how dominant the censorship is and how manipulative and how controlled it is and how Google's bigger than all the TV networks combined. And that people blindly got habituated back when Google wasn't gaming things, that they're getting truth from it like it's the Oracle of Delphi, like it's mommy's milk. Baby doesn't question mommy's milk. Baby hungry. Mommy pulls it out. Baby goes for the pink target. It's just second nature. You understand that? And Trump's like, I'll just have more rallies. I'll do 10 rallies a day. It won't matter because nobody will see it online and no one will get told where to go vote. And they're going to have all the illegal aliens go vote directed by Google. So either Trump doesn't know what's going on or he's the biggest Decepticon I've ever seen. And I'm not saying he's that because I have a good feeling about him and I've seen how they hate him. But you know what? Ignorance is still just as bad as being Benedict Arnold. I mean, is Trump inept? Is he a moron? He already let him basically steal 2018. This is the issue. And these arrogant senators are freaked out. They don't. I told Ted Cruz all this to his face. I told all these people this. I'm some guy in Texas. I figured it out. You sure as hell can figure it out. I'm going to go to break and come back with the rest of the testimony because we're too close to break. It's just unbelievable. I mean, I can't believe, and I'm not mad at the audience, but I'm frustrated that I have to sit here and beg people when we've got total proof they're going to steal the 2020 election. And, yeah, the article's getting shared, but a lot of people are like, well, InfoWars, I might get censored on Twitter or Facebook if I share that, or someone might think something bad about me because Alex has been demonized. They demonize what's effective and true, so everyone are followers and are scared of it, and then don't. It's like you're in the middle of the desert, and there's this nice big oasis, and you see animals drinking out of the water, and you know it's good water, and you're coming through the desert, and you're dying of thirst, and somebody says, oh, don't drink that, it's racist. You go, oh, thanks for the warning. That's right. Bye-bye. You just march off in the desert and die. I mean, we have the kryptonite. We have the holy water. We have the crosses. We have the sun. We have the garlic. We can beat Count Dracula. We have their ass. They have gone so far. They are so out of control. It's so ridiculous what they've done. But we have to get out of the trance and get moving and say no. It's just insane. And we have all the internal videos of Google stealing the elections and bragging how they're doing it. And just all of this. And they make people call Google executives in these amphitheater rooms. They make, it's all like these childlike, stupid, giggling followers that are all paid like $300,000, $400,000 a year because they'll carry out treason. And there's video of these, just rooms full of little gibbering weirdos that if they see an American flag, they freak out. And then Google coddles them. And here's Play-Doh to play with if you're upset. Seriously. Oh, here's some knitting. You're upset. You heard someone say they like Trump in the hallway. We'll fire them right now. And then the executive walks in and goes, I am a golden dragon. They go, you are a golden dragon. He goes, and then this is in the reports and lawsuits. And then the person will go, bleh, and then fart real loud. Everyone giggles. It's all like demonic, insecure, childlike behavior. And they'll go, I'm an ornate, beautiful building. You are an ornate, beautiful building. It's a freaking devil cult, man. In control. And they got brain chips rolling out at malls next year. And you know the kids are going to take them. Oh.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Doubting me, there are hundreds of lawsuits by former Google employees about the harassment they went through, and I've read over a bunch of them. Some of the lawyers that represent me are involved in these, and I've had long discussions over some really good rum with Bob Barnes about it and others, and literally, a lot of the Google executives are out of their minds. The hundreds of Google shareholders are billionaires. Some of the shareholders are worth, you know, $100 billion plus, because you always hear about this guy's worth $170 billion, this guy's $100 billion. It's way more than that in fiat currency. And so they get decadent, they get crazy, they get insane. Roman emperors used to just kill themselves because they said there's no meaning to life. They were so bored. So it shows money doesn't bring happiness. Enough money to be comfortable brings a level of freedom and happiness. But then once you get into total decadence for the money itself, it will destroy you faster than anything. If you make money at the top of your hierarchy of needs. And so Burp Girl gets banned off the internet because people were fat shaming her. We've got it here. We've got our own network. So we're going to show you Burp Goblin Girl, because this is the type of behavior described in lawsuits about Google executives and the way they behave. Here it is.
Burp on your zesty salsa. Burp on your mashed potatoes. I bet you wish you can buy all the products that I just burped on, huh? too bad. I know that sounds so stupid.
Incidentally, that's what demons sound like. If you've ever been around somebody really possessed by a demon, that's the noise they make. Just wanted to let you know that. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, she has come out and apologized. And she's also let us know that she's not a she, she's a he. So please respect her gender pronoun change. And so we have the exclusive of the Burp Girl, Burp Goblin Girl, excuse me. Got her. Burp Goblin Boy. No, no. What'd she say? Burp Goblin Man. Burp Goblin Man has apologized, and here is the exclusive apology.
Chad. Chad.
Hi, dudes. I'm sorry, Wyatt. It's yours. And, gee, well, I want you to know that I love you.
That's nasty, Wyatt.
That's Chad, Gary.
Oh, my God.
Burp on your zesty salsa. Burp on your mashed potatoes. I bet you wish you could buy all the products that I just burped on, huh? Too bad.
I'm telling you, this is the type of person that works at Google. We've got the hidden camera video. You've seen it all. Just arrogant. Oh, and CNN's like, why are people getting out ice cream and licking it? Why are people doing it? They go, oh, they just want attention. No, they want to disrespect people. They want to break the social compact. All the statistics, leftists litter more. They don't give to charity. They steal way more. But they tell you that they give to charity constantly. I haven't been paid this year because I'm busy trying to expand and pay my crew. That's fine. It's been hard times, you know, here at InfoWars under attack. It's great. No big deal. I'm spending money I saved years ago. But I did make donations. I did make some charitable donations today. And I'm not going to say who I made them to. But the point is that conservatives are nine times more likely to give to charity. Leftists are nine times more likely to steal. Look up the numbers. They're mentally ill. They're ugly, too. Because they have ugly spirits. They're demonic. Let's go ahead and go back to the incredible testimony. By the way, I was pointing out that Dr. Robert Epstein testified to Congress on how the election's already being stolen by Google. Facebook can do it, too, but Google's the big enchilada. And the senators are just blown away, which shows they really, they're a bunch of arrogant lawyers, even if they mean well, like Cruz. They just, you guys are so damn arrogant, and the left puts on that leftist libtard act, and you don't understand how vicious they are. But he said, assuming I don't get killed first, while say, crossing a street, I'll be testifying before hashtag Congress this coming Tuesday about hashtag Google search algorithm and about how quickly Google's worldwide monopoly of search is still in the elections, basically. Wish me luck. I said this guy has a lot of courage. By the way, he's been involved overseeing major institutes, major stuff that interfaces with DARPA. You know, these psychologists and psychiatrists all have this little friendly demeanor. This guy is serious business. So let's go back to his testimony on how the election is already being stolen, and if Trump doesn't take action, and if we don't take action, well, that's it. We're a bunch of idiots. Here it is.
Bias in search results, manipulating voters in a way they're not aware of.
On a massive scale, and what I'm saying is that I believe in democracy, I believe in the free and fair election, more than I have any kind of allegiance to a candidate or a party.
And looking forward, if I understood your testimony correctly, you said in subsequent elections, Google and Facebook and Twitter and big tech manipulation could manipulate as many as 15 million votes in a subsequent election?
In 2020, if all these companies are supporting the same candidate, there are 15 million votes on the line that can be shifted without people's knowledge and without leaving a paper trail for authorities to trace.
Now, you described the Go Vote reminder, and you said it wasn't a public service announcement, but rather manipulation. Can you explain how? I'm not sure everyone followed the details of that.
Well, sure. If on Election Day in 2016, if Mark Zuckerberg, for example, had chosen to send out a Go Vote reminder, say, just to Democrats, and no one would have known if he had done this, that would have given that day an additional at least 450,000 votes to Democrats. And we know this without doubt because of Facebook's own published data, because they did an experiment that they didn't tell anyone about during the 2010 election. They published it in 2012. It had 60 million Facebook users involved. They sent out a Go Vote reminder, and they got something like 360,000 more people to get off their sofas and go vote who otherwise would have stayed home. The point is, I don't think that Mr. Zuckerberg sent out that reminder in 2016. I think he was overconfident. I think Google was overconfident. All these companies were. I don't think he sent that out. Without monitoring systems in place, we'll never know what these companies are doing.
All right, we're going to go to break.
The point is,
when we come back, we're going to finish up with the most important parts, that the election will be stolen. They've said they're going to steal it if we don't take action. And there's even more. I mean, I should probably just, I mean, it's so powerful, folks. The full testimony and the boil down is on InfoWars.com for yourself, for your children, for everybody. And you're awesome listeners. But this is not a spectator sport. This is a absolute do or die situation. And this analysis is spot on, but only covering one section of how they're doing all this. All they do is put the negative stuff about conservatives at the top. They said in California that the party affiliation of Republicans is the Nazi Party on the front page of Google. Everything they do is to social engineer, and then they lie to Congress about it when we have all their internal emails, their documents, their own employees going public, undercover videos. I mean, it's a joke. It's like digging up 25 dead boys that John Wayne Gacy killed in his basement. The cops finally got a search warrant, and there's a bunch of dead bodies and photos of him killing them. It's called open and shut. And if we sit here when this is open and shut with our thumbs, you know where, then damn it. And I'm not trying to get angry here. I just cannot believe these people. It's like coming home and your neighbor's on top of your wife. You open the door and I mean, and they both go, we're not having sex. And your neighbor gets up and towels himself off. Your wife's got her legs behind her ears. And it's like, yeah, man, you're having sex with my wife. Okay. Don't tell me. No, no, Bob, I'm not. I'm sick of this. It's like saying the kids are in concentration camps and Trump's killing them. The things are nicer than the public schools I went to. Oh, I forgot to plug this whole hour. I'm the biggest threat to this whole operation. It's not a gimmick that I keep saying the last 3 days. It's the last day of the 1776 Worldwide Special. I've been too busy to come up with new specials. And it's one of the biggest we ever did. 25% off. We sold out of the new American flag shirts. We had a new limited edition design of the Betsy Ross in. And we've got the Don't Tread on Me American flag. And we've got all the products. 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.